Random thought. Do you wear shoes or allow others to wear shoes in the house or nah? And by that, I mean like the shoes they wear outside, they come over to the house, they just walk through the house. Or do you say, you know what, excuse me, can you please take your shoes off at the door? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can wear shoes in my house. It doesn't bother me a bit.
So the reason I asked this question was because, you know, so one of my other producers and I, we're sitting there talking Friday, and that whole thing about shoes in the house or not came up. And it's like, you know, he said he grew up that way, right? It was like, you know, there were no shoes in the house. So every time you come in, there's a bench at the front door. And that's one of the things that you kind of like, you know, okay, take your shoes off. And as you go through the house, you either have shoes that are for the house if you live there. But if not, then everybody else has to wear, you know, take your shoes off, leave them at the front door. And I know a lot of households that actually do that. And actually in my house, we do that now, you know, especially since we have a little one. But, you know, my wife was always in that manner, right? So that's one of the first things she bought me for my place when we were in separate spots, which was a bench to have at the front door. You can put your shoes underneath it. I was like, what's this for? She's like, so you can put your shoes on and off. I'm like, for what? And then you kind of understand why, you know, people walking around outside, you know, the ground outside is nasty. Do you really want that traipsed all through the house?
Well, I don't know what kind of friends you have, but my friends tend to maybe have cleaner feet, cleaner shoes. I don't know. Now, I don't have anyone who's going to walk in my house, you know, with muddy shoes or anything like that. But
that's extreme.
Yeah, that's extreme, right? But it doesn't bother me. Now, I totally understand if culturally that's your thing, or if you have children, because as I don't eat off of my floor, so I'm not worried about the germs are on my floor.
Such an ass.
But kids are always on the floor and they're touching, they're crawling or whatever. So I get that. But I don't have that situation at my house. And so I don't mind if people come in, and I don't have carpet downstairs. So it doesn't bother me. But even when I've had my get-togethers, people going upstairs where it's carpet.
I'm about to say, what about when they go upstairs? Do you have shoes at the bottom of the steps?
No, because I have a cleaning lady that comes and they clean my house. And so my floors and my carpets tend to always be pretty clean. Yeah, I am bougie. you know, so I don't worry about it, but I've not had an issue my life with that. I think it's... And like, I don't know. I just think it's odd. And then plus, what if they came over and they had on some canvas shoes with no socks? So now they're going to walk around barefoot in your house and get their toe jam all on your carpet or all on your floor. That's gross.
Not grosser than, think about guys when we go to the urinal. We go to a public bathroom, what happens? You look down on the floor, whew. And you know, having traveled as much as I have over the last year, I may stop by a restroom every so often in the airport. I'm like, Jesus. You know, you almost want to step back like 50 feet from the damn urinal just to pee, just to make sure you're not stepping in somebody else's pee. But regardless of where it is, you're walking outside, even on the pavement, on the sidewalk. People spit on the sidewalk. You're stepping in somebody else's spit. You know, there's so much stuff that's out there. And I get it. When you walk in the house, and for me, hearing you say that, it's kind of wild because I know the neat freak that you are. I know the kind of bougie person you are. And I know you have somebody coming in to clean. But I was like, even on the carpet, though?
Yeah, because my friends, their shoes aren't gross. And if there is any stuff,
I bet you won't eat off the bottom of their shoes, though.
No, I wouldn't eat off the bottom of my own shoes. But to your point about the urinal, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
When you piss at home, you never splash or never miss the toilet. It never gets on the floor.
Never.
So we're men. We miss. We splash. Now, hopefully,
it's your house, your pee.
So then it's okay for you to walk around and other people, kids to walk around in your piss. But God forbid it's someone else's piss.
My goddamn house. My house, my pee.
Well, when you come down, you're welcome to come in. You and your family can keep your shoes on and walk around my house all you want.
We may have to, because we don't want to pick up all the other shit on our socks and our feet that you have traipsing around the house. You know, we don't need to pick all that shit up. So we may have to keep our shoes on for real.
Whatever you say. Still, I mean, to each their own. I don't mind shoes in my house.
Well, considering that you like, and you posted it on social just the other day about your manicures and your pedicures, it's okay. But it's a good thing too, because when you come by the house, you're going to have to take your shoes off.
That's fine. And I'll take my shoes off and I'll have nice feet that are well pedicured and looking awesome.
Trust me, none of us will be looking at your feet.
you used to clown me in college, something about my rice bag cutter toenails.
Yeah, your Tyrannosaurus Rex claws, yes.
Yeah, so I've learned to take care of that and get it fixed and go get a pedi every now and then. Keep it tight.
Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, as you can see, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 88. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
Yes, please do, because here's the deal. Terrell has made another deal with the devil. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you for this. He did this in the YouTube comment section of the Married at First Sight season 14, Where Are They Now? The final episode of the season.
Thank God.
And he did say that if we reach 2,000 subscribers by the start of next season of Married at First Sight, then he will consent to doing season 15. So we've got like 4 weeks to get there, right? And like More K11 on YouTube said, we are just over 1,600 subscribers, which means we have less than 400 to hit the mark and make Terrell hold up his end of the deal with the devil. So if everybody grabs a friend and have them hit that subscribe button and the bell for notifications, you know what? We can hit this 2,000 in less than 2 weeks. I mean, matter of fact, 1 week if we really want to, and we can probably get him to do another deal with the devil. If we hit this earlier, we can work something out.
I'm doubtful, because if I look at the stats, we haven't hit 400 subscribers in 2 weeks before, ever.
Anything's
possible. It's normally around 10 to 20 a week. So I don't see it happening.
Real Warriors Unite.
But if it does, then season 15, Married at First Sight, I'm in.
Well, San Diego, here we come.
don't. We're not there yet. So dial that back a little bit.
Speaking of dialing it back a little bit, somebody who probably needs to dial it back a little bit. Oh, man. I know you saw this. This happened right after we dropped the episode last week. It came out. All the news came out from what happened last weekend. Monique and DL, they were in Detroit at the Fox Theater, and Monique went on this tirade that if I was in the audience ready for a show, I would be pissed. Don't come out here giving me all that nonsense. It's not even funny. It wasn't even funny. But her tirade that she gave on stage, and then consequently, that just turned into this whole social media back and forth over the weekend into Memorial Day. And so are people supposed to be enjoying barbecue? They're instead enjoying the back and forth. And it has not stopped. It's even seeped into this weekend as Monique just can't seem to let shit go.
You know, I really get annoyed with that. Like, if I'm going to go see a comedy show, mm-hmm. I'm going to forget about my problems.
Right.
I don't want to hear your problems. I just want to hear the laughs.
And your first world problems at that.
Yeah, your first world problems. Oh, my goodness. And so when this whole thing came out, I was like, okay, what's going on? Because I always like to give Monique the benefit of the doubt. Mm. But I listened to her tirade on DL, and I'm just like, who goes at DL? That was just odd. I haven't heard anybody really go after DL. And I'm like, wait a minute. DL didn't control your contract or come in and say, nope, I'm going to go last. Mm-hmm. Monique, you're going to go before me. Why are you mad at him? Mm-hmm. Put your energy where it needs to be at the people who set up the show. That's not DL's fault. Mm-hmm. That's between you, your husband, and or you call him daddy. That's between you and daddy to work that contract out. But why are you going after DL Hughley? And so I don't know all the stuff between her, Lee Daniels, and Oprah, and Tyler Perry, but it keeps coming out that she seems to be the problem. The common denominator in all these things, it's Monique. And so, you know, all the stuff she said, I was like, this is just ridiculous. I don't want to support her anymore because I just get tired of hearing your crap.
And part of her argument was, well, I headlined the Queens of Comedy. You open. So therefore you got to open two different shows, baby. Hold on 1 second. Two different shows, different time period. DL's on another plane right now. DL had the show on CNN for a while. Then he came and did radio. And even DL has admitted that radio kind of helped keep his comedy career going, which is why, Monique, you tried radio for a while and it didn't work. I mean, and at the end of the day, I think the thing that really irked me about this, besides the fact of going out there on stage and bringing that business from backstage on the stage for 10, 15 minutes before the show even got going. One, you're not funny enough to do that. Two, and that's just my personal preference. It's okay. There are a lot of people I don't think are funny. So be mad at me if you want. The other thing about it is that how are you going to personally attack this man, draw his wife into it, draw his family into it, and all here we are a week later, you're drawing his daughters into it, when you don't want anybody talking about you personally or your husband personally? Matter of fact, I was just listening to Brilliant Idiots, and Godfrey was on there. He said he just happened to mention something in that whole tirade about a couple years ago, and said, well, maybe her husband was the influence, because I know Monique and she doesn't do this. And this is in one of these other problems that she's had. And she called him personally, be like, no, 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 you can't talk about me personally. She's like, I didn't. I said about your husband and didn't say anything really bad about him. And she's like, well, you can't bring him up. If you don't want anybody talking about your family, how the hell are you going to talk about somebody else's?
That's what I don't get. Comedians can talk about other people, but you talk about them, some of them don't have the fortitude to handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So even when the whole Netflix scandal came out and Charlamagne called her the donkey of the day, what mm-hmm. did she do? I'm going to come on the show and defend myself, which made you look worse to me. She just not said shit, just moved on.
You know what's worse about that? She tried. She thought she could belittle him by bringing out his government name. He's like, no, it's not Leonard, it's Leonard. And he just corrected on how to pronounce his name. And like, you're not going to make me feel bad because you're using my government name. It's my own name.
Yeah, I mean, it's just dumb, but she makes herself look bad in all these instances, in my opinion, and she's the reason why people don't want to work with her. And whatever delusions she has about herself, she needs some help, needs some therapy, but nobody's going to want to work with her.
Yeah. And then try to make it, well, it's about, they keep trying to hold the black woman down. No. You keep trying to drag everybody else down with you. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. You can't have a separate set of rules. And you know what? I was with her in a couple things. Like when she got on that tirade about black women traveling with the house slippers and the bonnets on their head. And I'm like, you know, okay, I get what you're saying. You come from the old school. You're like, at least, hey, I know you're trying to be comfortable, but at least walk outside the house looking like you're somebody. Don't be going to the grocery store with the bonnet on your head. Because I hate to see that shit, too. I'm not even going to lie. Monique, I'm with you on that.
I agree.
Other shit? You on your own.
Yeah, I agree with her on the, you know, give a damn about how you look when you're out in public. Mm-hmm. But you can't do these things and make it seem like you are representing black women mm-hmm. and we got to defend black women. No, this is you. This is happening to you. And show me some of the famous celebrity black women who are defending her and supporting her. I haven't heard a lot of people come out to say, hey, you know what? Monique's right. So who's doing that? You know, one of the most powerful black women, Oprah, she don't F with you anymore. Mm-hmm. So that says something. Gail won't even F with you. So mm-hmm. what? Show me who's supporting you in this cause. Because right. She's just wrong.
Hey, you know what? We know that this is not over because she doesn't know how to let shit go. So hopefully at some point in time, somebody's going to get her to at least just say, you know what? And maybe she'll finally take a look in the mirror. And maybe she never will, because to me, Monique seems like one of those people that never will look in the mirror and say, it's me.
She won't, especially with her husband just, you know, yeah, babe, you're right.
Daddy,
am I wrong
you.
For feeling this way? No, baby, you're 100% right. Thank you, Daddy. Okay, I'm going to go on the show and talk some trash now, because Daddy said I was right.
Daddy said I could do it. It's okay.
that's what I don't get, man. Like, if I was married, A, I don't want anyone to disrespect my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I need to like grab my wife and be like, hey, you need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to get this under control. You're embarrassing us. Because to me, that's an us thing. You're making us look bad. This is why I couldn't be a celebrity and like being, you know, these, you know, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard kind of situations, because we're embarrassing ourselves. Mm-hmm. The things that you're doing in public is going to reflect on me.
Yeah.
And so at some point you got to have that husband or that partner that's going to say, hey, you need to dial that back a little bit. Let's just walk away from this one.
Exactly.
Let's move on.
And a friend group needs to be like that. So, I mean, it's one of the reasons why you and I have gotten along for so many years and continue to, because I don't come to you because I want you to tell me what I want to hear. I come to you about anything because I know you're going to tell me how you really feel about it. And if I'm wrong, you're going to tell me I'm wrong. And the people around me, that's how it is. It's never going to be, you know, let me just tell you exactly what you want to hear. No, we don't play those games. Mm-mm. You'll get the truth, and that's to the benefit of us. And I appreciate you for always doing that.
You're welcome. And I'll continue to do it because I like telling you what I think.
Hey, it's Yanni Root, and it's been 3 years since the last Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, and we're so excited to bring it back Saturday, July 16th, Riverfront Park in North Charleston. And so are so many of you, because the engagement on the CHS Jerk Fest Facebook page shows the anticipation is at an all-time high. Get your tickets right now while you can. CHSJerkFest.com. Tickets are only $10 in advance. Of course, they're going to be slightly more at the gate, so go ahead and get them now. Kids 12 and under, they're absolutely free, but you must reserve their ticket. And oh yeah, over the years, we've heard you. The merch store is open. CHSJerkFest.com. And we'll see you Saturday, July 16th. Speaking of people telling it like it is, it seems like your guy Ted Cruz was quoted saying some wild stuff the other day.
Yeah, so on his podcast,
what is it? Cruise Control? Cruise Control to Cancun.
No. This was in a segment on his Verdict with Ted Cruz podcast, which was focused on toxic femininity. You know, whatever he means by that.
Oh, boy.
And he brings up Pete Davidson. And he says, how come this dude gets all these, like, hot women? Pete Davidson was dating Kate Beckinsale. I mean, you're talking underworld. You're talking, like, super hot vampire in black leather trench coat. And you're like, really? The SNL dude? Like, wow. And I'm looking at Ted. I'm like, that's so stupid on your part. And what I think about Ted Cruz is, you know, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Or let's say I don't like his politics. Don't know him personally. Out of all things you could be talking about, you had a lot of drama happening in Texas over the last couple weeks. You could have spoke towards that.
Yeah.
But who cares if these women like Pete Davidson? They don't like you. You don't see Kate Beckinsale like sliding into Ted Cruz's DMs. It's because Pete Davidson has maybe personality, has character, you know, stands up for what's right in most cases and doesn't flee to Cancun when shit hits the fan. So maybe it's not about how he looks. It's about his personality and character. Maybe Ted Cruz can learn something from that.
He could. And we learned something about Ted Cruz. He really is Grandpa Munster, because the fact that he points to Kate Beckinsale in Underworld and the vampire, the black and all that. Hey, we've been calling him Grandpa Munster for a while.
Hot vampire.
And to speak to Pete Davidson, Kate Beckinsale, okay, cool. Ariana Grande, yes, I give him that on that. Kim Kardashian, ugh. But, you know, Kim can probably answer the question as to why. And she did on one of those latest episodes of the Kardashians, or whatever the hell the show's called nowadays, where she said that it was Pete's BDE that made her DTF, because she really wasn't looking for a relationship.
Well, that's TMI on her part, but of course, what does she know about TMI? What does she know about that? You know, you get $1 million to let your sex tape go out, and then act all shocked, like, oh my God, someone put out a sex tape. You knew what you were doing. But I agree. Kim K, I don't find attractive. And I think it's because everything I know about her, like if she wanted to holler at me, I just couldn't, because all I could think about is Ray J. You know, I just couldn't. But physically, I don't find her attractive. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, yeah. Kate Beckinsale's attractive. But I think he gets hot women, A, because he's a star. So, I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Right. If he was just working at, you know, AutoZone, he wouldn't get Kate Beckinsale.
He does look like he would work at AutoZone too. He really does look like he'd be in the back changing the tires and the oil and all that shit. Yes, he really does look like that.
So,
you're right.
Yeah, if he worked at AutoZone, he wouldn't be getting these kind of women. But he has personality. You know, he's probably fun to party with from what, you know, we see. So there's something about him personally that women like, unlike Ted Cruz. I don't see a lot of women that like him.
Very true. You know, interesting point we just brought up though. And just to go a little off script here. We know Kim K falls in the category for us, for you and I, of women that most guys find attractive, but you don't. Who else would be on that list for you?
Sandra Bullock.
Really?
No, I saw her at Whole Foods once, and you know, without all the professional makeup done, I was just like, that's what you look like? Off screen, like I just was like, and so I just kind of lost a little interest in that. No, she was somebody that I'd probably would put on that list for me. What about you?
Beyonce, never found her attractive, ever.
Really,
ever.
Yeah. That's a good call out. I'm not attracted to Beyonce. Kelly,
yes,
loves me some Kelly. Woo.
See, so Kelly remembered my name the next day, so I'm always going to have this affinity for Kelly, because the next day when they were leaving, after I was at Foxy 99 in Fayetteville at the time, leaving our concert, and she's like, you know, bye, Yanni. I'm like, she remembered my name.
Kelly's gorgeous. I don't like the whole blonde hair Beyonce. When she did that, that's when I just wasn't attracted to her.
Mine was really silly, because the simple fact of when you saw Destiny's Child, the first incarnation of Destiny's Child, I went, all right, everybody's going to like the light-skinned girl, so wiped her out immediately. And it just has never been like, oh, she's so attractive. I mean, and I know a lot, and I'm not saying she's not attractive, she's just not attractive to me.
Exactly.
I know she is.
Yeah.
I know she's beautiful. I know she's fine. I know she's all of this in everybody's mind, but the one person Jay-Z could trust around her is me.
and my same thing for like Sandra Bullock, you know, and Kim K. Mm. They are attractive people. I'm not interested.
And we're not saying that they're interested in us. We just want to point
out. Of course not. Of course not. Now, if Sandra Bullock slid into my DMs, I'd be like, sure, let's meet for coffee. Be happy to talk about what I said about you on the podcast. My treat.
My wife is watching this, so I'm going to shut my mouth. Tell us below, who is it that everybody else, what celebrity everybody else finds attractive, but you don't?
I'm curious to read some of these.
Hell, as we get into this bullshit before we get out of here, man, I saw this, and I know you have no idea who this guy is. YK nope. Osiris. You know who that is?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Is that Game of Thrones character?
Sounds like it would be, right? Old Dirty Bastard Son. YK Osiris, he's this artist on Def Jam, right? He had a semi-hit that really wasn't and hasn't really had one since. But he's speaking, and because he says something, it showed up in the blogs again, saying that women in relationships shouldn't pay any bills. Any bills.
There's two things wrong with that concept. Mm-hmm. If you have a woman in a relationship that doesn't pay any bills, she also has no power. Mm-hmm. And it becomes whatever the man says and does, because he pays for everything. Thus, he's in charge.
Right.
Now, there are women who want a guy like that. And good for you, boo. You go find that person. But know that you don't have any power in that relationship. And just because you cut him off for sex doesn't mean anything. You still have no power. So that's one thing that's wrong with that. The second thing that I disagree with on this is, to me, a relationship is a partnership. It's not so much you don't have to pay any bills. Now, can a guy like, hey, babe, I'm going to pay for you to get your nails done today. I'm going to pay for you to go get a spa day. But y'all might decide, hey, here's the bills that I pay. Here's the bills that you pay, especially if she's working and contributing financially to the home. So I wouldn't want to be with someone and say, hey, well, babe, I'm going to pay for everything all the time. Now,
right.
Dates, dinners, sure. I'm from the South. I would pay. But what if it's his birthday? If YK Osiris is his birthday and she's like, babe, let's go to Ruth Chris for your birthday. So that means he's paying for his own birthday dinner. And he tried to clarify his statement. And, you know, he said that, you know, I'm not saying you should be disabled, but if you're a woman doing what you're supposed to be doing, why the heck are you still paying for your hair, nails, and all these bills? Now, what does he mean by what you're supposed to be doing?
That's that's my question.
Power. Power. Yeah, you're going to do everything I told you to do in my house because I pay for everything. And so, again, ladies, if you want that kind of relationship, go get it. That's great. But just know you have no power.
I think this is all young energy because Wiker Osiris is young, right? I think he's still in his 20s. And this is all that young energy. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then that's supposed to be doing is, you know, pleasing me, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. If you handling your business, then everything would be good. Yeah. That's just, when she said he's in his 20s, I'm like, okay, no wonder he said this stupid shit.
Now, if you're flying out to certain places, and that's a different story, yes. Ladies, if he's asking you to meet him in Cancun for the weekend, yeah, let him pay for that flight. Make sure you have enough for a flight back just in case shit goes wrong.
100%. 100% agree with that. You know, if I'm going to fly you to Austin, I'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. You know, but what he's talking about is just dumb. At least it wouldn't work for me. Let me just say it. What he's talking about is not what I would do. Mm-hmm. But I do think ladies should really think about that. If you're going to get with a man who pays for everything, he's in control. And that's a controlling dude.
I think you may want to check your DMs. I think I just heard a couple of dings. If you said if you ask invite them to Austin, you'll pay for that. I think I heard a couple of dings. There are a couple people jumping in your DMs right now. Say, I wanted to go to Austin. Is that business class or first class, Terrell?
Southwest.
Southwest. Find a goddamn seat.
Yeah, yeah. Pick your own seat and you'll be here.
Oh my God. Hey, don't forget, Terrell has made another deal with the devil. So if we reach 2,000 subscribers by the start of next season of Married at First Sight, we'll be doing season 15. That gives us 4 weeks to get it done. We're less than 400 away. We can do this in a week, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. We can do it. So make sure you grab a friend, tell a friend, hit that subscribe button, and let's get to that 2K so we can get to season 15, Married at First Sight, San Diego.
I doubt we're going to get there, so I'm not too worried about it.
Don't forget, we're going to be right back here next Sunday, 90 Day Fiancé recap. I think that will be season 9, episode 9. So it'll be the 9-9 episode. And that one is actually going to be an interesting one since you're going to be out of the country as well, too.
Yeah, I will be in Cancun. Ted Cruz says it's a pretty awesome place. I figured I'd go check it out.
Now, if you come back with somebody looking for a K-1 visa and...
No, if it doesn't fit in my luggage, it's not coming back with me. So
so she's got to be 5'2 or under. Gotcha.
I'm smuggling people back from Mexico in my luggage.
Just poke a couple holes. Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.